This is an interview for the Archives of American Art with Professor Emeritus Stanton Catlin of Syracuse University. It was begun on July 17, 1989. The voice speaking is Francis V. O'Connor.
Should I lean forward?
No. It should be able to pick us up quite normally. It has one of these ambient microphones in it. So let's start at the creation, Todd. When were you born?
My goodness. Well, I was born between Washington and Lincoln's birthday in 1915, actually February 19th, in Portland, Oregon. Outpost of New England, Protestant WASP culture that had formed itself into a bastion of Boston and parts thereabout, and remains so to this day, I gather.
What would the cultural life of that region have been? You say it's an outpost of Boston.
Well, I left when I was very young. Actually, I was 3.5 years old, but I have had contact with Oregonians through my family and other people ever since, from time to time. And it comes through very clearly to me, both by descriptions and by contact with people who I've met, that they're about as close to self-consciously New England mentality, preserving the qualities of British, Americanized British culture as any part of the United States. I remember years later that Hyatt, Mayor of the Metropolitan, giving a talk at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, saying that there are three epicenters of American culture. One is New York, another is Boston, and a third is Minneapolis. And I'd just simply like to add Portland to this because of what I've just said.
Mm. What would the political complexion of that region have been?
Well, it's rather liberal. People such as Erskine Scott Wood, who wrote Heavenly Discourse as a liberal maintainer of the liberal tradition in the United States, laid the foundations, I think, of a continuing liberal tradition there that was related to the pioneers and related to free thought and related to egalitarian principles. And he was someone that my family knew. And this, I think, is shown in Senator Morse, who came from there in the time of the Roosevelt administration. And my own aunt established the first school, progressive school, based upon the principles of Montessori in 1915 or 1914. Which I think is probably one of the reasons I was born there.
Yes, you mentioned the Catlin School in Portland, Oregon.
That's what I meant.
And you returned there for early exposure to music and art history, is that right?
I didn't return there. My aunt came east when I was about to graduate from school. Mm-hmm. And I came into this liberal tradition at that point. Mm-hmm. But many of her friends